somebody just asked me, what about my life? I don't have a direction. If you're looking for a direction, very hard to hear what needs to be said, and that is, there is no direction. There is no meaning to life. There is no point to life. And then we get very shaky about that, because what's life about then? Well, we don't know. And if you do know, you know that you don't know, is there isn't a direction. There is only now. This is all there is. But of course, when you're looking into your mind for solution, the mind only works in duality, past and future. So it's never here now. The mind cannot be here now, past and future. And there is only now. So now we're in a very nice temperature. We're sitting very comfortably. We're with beautiful people. We're in an incredible space on the planet. We're not hungry. We're not ill. We're here we are. But the mind says, what if? But what about the future? There isn't a future. There is only now. And you can't say that to the mind, because the mind can't understand that. It says, yes, but there is only now. That's all there is. That's all there ever is. And then, in this moment, we do have at least the illusion of a choice. And the choice is to be grateful or to complain. When you complain, you poison yourself. And you poison everybody around you. You put out a frequency that is damaging to you physically, emotionally, and mentally. And that's where most people live most of the time. They're complaining. They want more. Once you've learned, say, through the Satori group or some technique where you click out of that, you switch. And to start, you go to its opposite, gratefulness. You're just grateful for what is. And that's a contamination as well. Eventually, gratefulness dissolves. And then there's this state that can't be explained because it doesn't have an opposite. Jesus called it the peace that passeth all understanding. You can't understand it. You can't describe it. You can't. It's just an indescribable state. You can't even say it's good, because that's the opposite of bad. It's just an isness. And it's here and it's now in every single person and every single thing. That is the frequency. I don't know whether you can hear this on the tape if you're listening, but there's a hiss in the background. It's insects, broken up now. And then it goes, and that's like life. It's there. This peace, this state is there all the time. And we go away from it. I want my way. And if I don't have it, it's somebody's fault. That's the way we've been brought up. Competition. We were brought up like that at school in our families. And it's poison. Existence is giving us exactly what we need in every single moment. What we need. And we come up with, I want. But you don't realize. You may want to get on that aeroplane, but you don't know whether it's going to crash or not. But existence does. It knows what you need. And if you fight existence, first of all, you'll be in misery anyway with the fighting. And there will be consequences. And they're not pleasant. Let go. Be here now. Watch the mind complaining and blaming and so on. Watch it go in there. And be here and be grateful for what is. And there's this old story, you're always better off than someone. And you needn't go there. Just be here. And I'll put it this way, you'll feel wonderful.